Kenyon McDuffie concedes to Lewis George in D.C. mayoral primary. Former D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie conceded the Democratic primary for mayor of the District of Columbia to D.C. Councilmember Janice Lewis George, a Democratic socialist, on June 18. McDuffie conceded on the morning of June 18, hours before the Associated Press called the race for Lewis George the same afternoon. While the final certification process will continue, it is clear that the voters have chosen a different path, McDuffie said in a statement, according to multiple media outlets. Earlier this morning, I called Councilmember Janice Lewis George to congratulate her on her victory and wish her success as she prepares for the general election. Speaking to supporters after McDuffie conceded the race, Lewis George said, Kenyon McDuffie graciously called to congratulate me, and I'm honored to be your nominee for mayor of Washington, D.C. No matter who you voted for, no matter your political party, no matter your beliefs, you belong here, Lewis George said. And when we talk about putting people first in our government, that includes you and your family. She said that in the coming weeks and months leading up to the November election, she would continue meeting and working with folks across the city on issues that matter most for all of us who call it home. In the Republican primary, no candidates qualified for the write-in-only ballot. Given that the District of Columbia is overwhelmingly Democratic, Lewis George is all but guaranteed to succeed the current mayor, Muriel Bowser, in November. Bowser is retiring after 3 terms as mayor. Starting this year, the District of Columbia has used ranked choice voting, in which voters rank their top 5 candidates in the primary. Under this method, if a candidate wins a majority of first preference votes, he or she wins outright. If no candidate wins a majority, the candidate with the fewest first preference votes is eliminated. The second choice candidates on those ballots are then added to other candidates. This process is continued until a candidate reaches a majority. Lewis George was endorsed by the DC chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America, of which she is a member. She ran her campaign similarly to Mayor Zoran Mamdani's in New York City. Like Mamdani, Lewis George focused on affordability and advocated for building more housing. She also vowed to enact a universal childcare subsidy. Throughout both previous election cycles and over almost 6 years as a socialist in office, the councilmember has never shied away from being identified as a Democratic socialist, and she publicly engages with and promotes Metro DC DSA and its campaigns, formations, and projects on a regular basis. An endorsement statement from the chapter's Political Engagement Committee reads, "She has been a steadfast champion for DSA and the working class of DC on the council, from supporting rent strikes at buildings to standing with workers on the picket line." President Donald Trump said on June 11th that if Lewis George were to win, he would prefer his administration to run the district. "I wouldn't like it, and maybe we take back Washington, run it on the federal basis," Trump told reporters in the Oval Office. "We won't put up with it. We're not going to lose our businesses." Lewis George criticized the president's stance. "Threatening home rule because you don't like how residents are voting is an attack on democracy itself," she said in a video. "The people of D.C. elect their mayor, and they want someone who's going to stand up to Donald Trump." Resistance to Trump's policy agenda was a theme of the election, as the current mayor, Bowser, who elected not to run for a 4th term, disagreed with the president on certain issues but also worked with him on public safety. Both Lewis George and McDuffie said they would counter the president if they won. "If you believe Donald Trump is a threat to D.C.'s local autonomy, then the last thing we should do is elect someone whose agenda would make it easier for him to justify federal intervention," McDuffie told CNN. "My message is simple. Don't give Donald Trump what he wants," Lewis George said in a statement to CNN. "Kenyon McDuffie has not figured out what the rest of us have. You don't stop Donald Trump by fearing him. I'm a daughter of the district, and I've been fighting for DC statehood my entire life. I'm not going to take a lecture from Kenyon McDuffie on home rule." During his 2nd term, Trump has deployed the National Guard to the nation's capital, and in August 2025, he placed the police department under federal control to combat crime. This lasted for 30 days in accordance with federal law. In a mayoral debate earlier this month, Lewis George and McDuffie differed on whether David Gottes should remain as CEO of DC Water following a sewage pipe break that sent more than 200 million gallons of wastewater into the Potomac River. Louis George said no, while McDuffie said he did not have enough information to say either way. "I think that the person responsible should be gone," he said. McDuffie ran on a relatively moderate platform that included improving affordability and public safety. Most DC residents who spoke with the Epoch Times said they cast their first choice for Louis George. Colin Wilcox said he voted for Louis George, noting that the Free DC campaign supported her candidacy. Free DC seeks to defend the city's sovereignty, also known as home rule. He also cited Louis George's position against Trump. Catherine Christian said she cast her ballot for Louis George because the councilmember supports Medicare for all and affordable housing, and because she opposes the presence of immigration and customs enforcement in the city. Meanwhile, Barry Rogers said he put McDuffie as his first choice because he is more business friendly. "I would say I didn't like as much because I am a landlord in DC, and while I think tenants' rights are important, I think they've too often resulted in people just not paying the rent, and I don't think it's actually effective in building affordable housing," he said.